KBNO News, Gabriel Escalera. The hashtag MeToo is a social movement against sexual abuse, sexual harassment, and rape culture, in which people expose their experiences. The MeToo movement was initially used in context on social media in 2006 on MySpace by sexual assault survivor and activist Tarana Burke. This movement became more popular as people in Hollywood began to speak more and more about their sexual abuse experiences. Here in Nebraska, we continue to hear stories about sexual abuse and domestic violence, even in the state Senate. But it is important to emphasize that we have a center that offers help to those victims, the Women's Center for Advancement, or WCA.
We serve survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and human trafficking. We coordinate with the local hospitals and the police when there is a victim of domestic violence or sexual assault. And we provide advocates who will go out and meet with them and basically try to help them sort of regain their life and their agency and become stable.
Janet Taylor is the president and CEO of WCA. Before 2011, WCA was a chapter of the Young Women's Christian Association, or YWCA. But now WCA is an independent non-for-profit organization here in Omaha. WCA arranged for Tarana to visit Omaha this afternoon. Tarana will speak about the Me Too movement and have a conversation with the audience. All the proceeds will be used by the WCA to continue with their mission.
We wanted to make sure that people were able to access the conversation so we could have some conversations on a local level about the Me Too movement and just what our role is moving forward, what needs to happen next.
Tarana has been continuing with her movement and creating different support resources for survivors of sexual abuse. She recently published a book called Unbound, My Story of Liberation and the Birth of the Me Too Movement. Tarana will be at the Holland Center this afternoon from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., and the ticket prices had been dropped to $25 using the code MeToo. Originally, prices for tickets was up to $100. But Taylor says that she wanted to make sure all people have access to this event and be aware that someone is there to listen.
We need to have more conversations about how women are treated in the workplace, how women are treated in communities and families and in homes. So the primary thing is, like, how are we going to have a real conversation about domestic violence and sexual assault, sexual harassment and sexual abuse, if we're not even holding like people accountable?
Click on WCAOmaha.org to see all the support options that WCA has for anyone who suffers or is suffering domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, or stalking. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.